Hello and welcome. Ooh, let me check it's recording. File size is going up. Hello and welcome to the iPhone and iPad Gaming Podcast from Pocket Gamer, episode number 136, I think. Or no, exactly. Five. No, five, because we missed last week's because it went...
I was about to say, is that including recordings that never made it?
No, that's not including the missed recording.
And what a good recording it was.
It was a fantastic one. We had Damon on.
Yeah.
In fact, it's 134.
Oh.
Anyway, we had Damon on. We had you on, John on. You had Game on. Lots of stuff. We had loads of. We had a great chat, but unfortunately, none of it recorded because the Skype recorder went wrong. But now it's back working again, and you can all hear us right now, and everything is good. We've got a new section this week. Oh, sorry, I haven't introduced Keith. Hello, Keith.
Hello.
Keith's got a sore throat this week, I'm gonna make him talk a lot.
And I've not actually been here, so I have no idea what's been going on.
Yeah, you've been out of the country.
Have I?
Yes.
Really? All right.
Yes, you have. You've been out of the country now.
That was nice.
No, he's been down south. He was actually quite...
Down south.
He was actually quite close to where I live, which was a bit scary, watching him post on Facebook, I am in Euston Station. I am in Liverpool Street Station. I was half expecting him to say, like, I am in Cambridge. And then start.
I wasn't sure where I was doing that, but I felt I should. In this era of technology with check-ins, I thought, well, I should be checking in everywhere I go.
Yeah, well... Yeah.
And it's very rare I get to leave the house, so, you know.
Yeah. Well, so we've got a new section this week, which we're not quite so sure about. But it's not a section I've made up, or indeed any of the podcast teams made up. We'll get to that when we get to it. I think I might put it in between news and new releases.
I think you've got to put it in several places, haven't you?
I've got to put it in twice. I don't know how I'm going to get the second one in. no dirty connotations there. Yeah, so we're going to be trying to do this thing that I'll tell you about a bit later.
We should have made a game out of it. We should have said, spot the new section without, you know, introducing it.
Well, although it's going to be pretty obvious. I'm going to put a really cheesy jingle at the front, so it should be fun. And also, I'm going to start this podcast by saying, Shane and his dog, who left us a 2-star review on the iTunes store, don't worry, because I've spent a little bit of time adjusting the stock sounds on the podcast. So this podcast may sound a bit quieter than normal, or it may sound louder. Depends on how it works when I've compressed it all. But you won't have the same loud noises all of a sudden that you had last week. Well, the week before, where John was mixing it. But to be fair, it's not been a great sound quality for a while. So
you're pointing the finger there. Poor old John.
I'm not pointing a finger. I'm pointing a stick.
Managed to pull out the microphone during that podcast anyway.
So. Yeah, it did. So yes, it should be a little bit better, this one. Obviously, it's not going to be perfect because we're using headset mics over Skype, so it's never ideal. But it should be a little bit better. So there you go. Oh, and if you if you want to leave a comment on our iTunes site, we don't expect you to just go on there and give us 5 stars. I'd actually prefer it if you're honest, because then we can. And we can try and improve the podcast and make it better for you guys. So, so there should be a link on the site on the story for this podcast about that. Anyway, let's move on to the news. Let's get on to proper stuff. Right. No, before we start the news, let's do the other jingle. Okay. Welcome to the news section, where I have to say, you know, I blame Keith for this, because a few weeks ago he did start saying stuff like pretend he was sponsored by people and saying, I really like this, it's really excellent. Well, guess what? Our ad team were listening to that and have thought, you know what, that's not a bad idea. So welcome to the first sponsored sentences on the Pocket Gamer iPhone and iPad Gaming Podcast. Heavy sigh. So, I'm contractually obliged to say this. yes, so this podcast is brought to you by Sega. Sonic and Sega All-Stars Racing just launched for iPhone. You know, you'd see how natural I am when I say this. Just launched for iPhone, iPad, and iPod Touch. Help Sonic celebrate his 20th anniversary and get this awesome app today. In Sega, it goes on. In Sonic and Sega All-Stars Racing, your favorite Sega characters come together to battle it out in an adrenaline-fueled race to the finish line. Exclamation mark.
Exclamation mark at the end there. I think you should have said finish line or something like that.
We want to battle it out in an adrenaline-fueled race to the finish line. It's a little bit better.
You found your calling.
Yeah. Found my calling is reading out sponsored messages.
I was actually sponsored by all those people. I don't know what you're talking about. I have several deals just for this very podcast, but I'm just a lot more subtle, you know.
You drop it in when Pampers, yeah.
Start talking about Waitrose, to be honest.
yes, I'll probably put that after the news because we've delayed quite a lot to get to the news already. We've got to say it again later on in the podcast. apologies. This is probably a great idea for the guys up on the board. Like in our upper management, this is one of the follies of being in a professional site with money. You won't get this on the volunteer podcast, I'm telling you. Anyway, we like Sonic and Sega All Stars Racing.
Sonic and Sega.
Well, yeah, it's got a platinum award, so I'm not quite sure why that. We already talked positively about it. I'm not sure why they.
I talked for several hours about it, you know.
Yeah, and we wrote a good review. Anyway, so Sega paid us to say that. So yeah, you're going to hear that a bit later. Apologies. Yeah.
News.
Yes. So the news this week is because once I edit this. It'll be a different order. iPhone 5 update. Let's start with that because it's nice and quick and easy. Latest rumors suggest it's coming out in September. Again.
Isn't that what the last one said?
Yep. But it's been a while since I did it, so maybe...
Who said it this time?
Apple. Apple?
Oh, Apple have said it.
Apple. Yes, Apple have said it. Well, they didn't say it specifically. They said... let's find the quote... We also have a future product transition that we're not going to talk about today, and these things will impact our September quarter.
That could just mean like a new mouse or something, though, couldn't it?
I don't know. They use the word impact.
Well, you know, mice are very popular.
That's true.
Could be a new keyboard.
You never see a computer without a mouse.
No, well, you know, you will do in the future, Will.
Yeah,
everything will be very Minority Report.
Anyway, yes. So September. That's from Apple. So
I think that's probably about right.
I don't know. I don't trust that rumor. It comes from.
Well, I don't think it'll be iPhone 5. But I think there'll be a new one. There's got to be a new one before the end of the year. They're running out of months.
That would really annoy people who have been holding out for the iPhone 5 for like the last 6 months.
Oh, they'll still buy.
You're on the 3GS or the 3G. And as it's going, I'm not going to update yet because there's going to be an iPhone 5 in a month. Anyway, yes, App Store price changes. We did discuss this last week, but of course no one heard it. But a reader, I think, tweeted me and asked about our opinions on this. This is because Apple recently changed the international store prices. It doesn't affect the US, does affect everyone else. So in the UK, the prices all went up. Except for one band, which is a bit odd, but all the other prices went up by up to 25%, and in Australia they went down. It's a bit odd, because if it were actually related to exchange rates, then it would have gone up equally across the board, I'd have thought, surely.
Yeah, but then you would get really weird, wouldn't you get like, you know, £3.76 or something like that, you'd get...
I know, but like some of them have gone up by like 10%. And another has gone up by 25%. I mean, Sure, you can increase it by a certain percentage that would make it rounded in terms of pounds of pence, but without having to be quite so wide in terms of disparity.
I reckon they must have done some kind of consumer research on what limits people would stop buying an app at if it went over a certain, you know, if you were used to paying 59p before, how much more would you be prepared to pay, you know, and they probably decided 69p was about it.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. I mean, coming from as you know, Will, from when you use things like Windows Phone Marketplace, when you're lucky if anything's below £5.
I never really
use trials. I never really use any of the light versions because you think, you know, it's under a few quid. I'll give it a go. And at the end of the day, even if it's rubbish, I've only lost a few quid, which, you know, I'd have only spent on something equally rubbish. So.
That's true. That's very true. I mean, compared to Windows Phone prices, iPhone is like...
Yeah, they are.
But very to cheap. Be fair, compared to anyone else's prices, Windows Phone is...
it's like... Apart from BlackBerry, I think that's the only one that outdoes it.
BlackBerry? What's BlackBerry? Never heard of it. Neither is
everyone. Are you sponsored to say that?
No. I think the price difference... I mean, it doesn't... It wouldn't... it wouldn't affect my buying habits. It hasn't affected my buying habits. I bought a ton of games this week at a higher price. I guess the good thing is that Apple are taking still the same cut from the sale, but the developers are getting more money.
Yeah, they all seem to, as I said last week, but, you know, just to you in the end, the developers weren't that bothered, really. They all kind of thought it won't make too much difference, and someone pointed out that the freemium guys would probably win, because they've also in-app purchases have also gone up. So
I like to think the freemium guys will win because effectively what they sell is like drugs, extra drugs. It's like extra virtual goods. It's like I need to build my tower, man. I need to build it. Sorry, dude. The price.
You just compared freemium developers to drug pushers.
Yeah. Well, no, you know the style of the game. It's like they get you hooked. And then you suck it into buying lots of virtual goods. And they're like going, well, don't worry, man. Sorry, man. The tower that you bought last week, it's gone up in price. It's the street price has gone up. Too many busts. Apple is clamping down all over the place.
What accent is this?
I have no idea. Sort of a semi-accent. Sort of semi... Anyway. Yes. So that's our opinion on freemium. Also, it's going to affect inflation. That's my point I made, because app prices are part of the consumer basket in the UK. We're all hip and modern here, any rise in price or any raise in like the average spending of a person on apps is going to affect the inflation rate next quarter. So there's a bit of boring information about economics for you.
I suspect if it did have an impact, it wouldn't be too long before they knocked it back down, to be honest. I suspect they'll be watching intently. But
I don't know, make that much of an impact. I think it's weighted, isn't it? So even though it's it won't be that high, but it'll be like a 10% rise. I don't think that'll then translate instantly to the basket. So
it's just another one of those. It's just one of those things of Apple doing something without telling anyone.
That was the weirdest thing. They always do that, don't they?
Spring these surprises overnight, and everyone wakes up and suddenly. Oh, I've got to deal with this. What makes it fun?
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, we should get through some of the other news, like the real news, like now news. Lost Winds. David Braben and Frontier Developments. Is that their actual name? Game for the Wii is coming over to iOS. This is good news. Lost Winds is one of the... it's a very well-loved Wii game.
A well-loved Wii game.
Yeah, Mark Brown, our esteemed colleague, went quite gaga when he heard this news. And I don't mean he started like wearing weird clothing and dancing in an oddly robotic fashion, but I mean he went. He was very excited. That'd have been hilarious. But no, yes, Lost Winds. It looks great. Apparently, according to Mark, because of course I don't really play on the Wii.
No. Who does?
Who does? Yeah, exactly. My mum plays on the Wii occasionally.
Sega responded me to say that, actually.
Awesome. Yes, it looks great. Apparently, according to Mark, it should make the transition over to touch controls very well. We're hoping it does. And it's critically lauded. It should be a game to look out for. It's a very interesting sort of, I think it's a semi-platformer, but it's not. It's not strictly speaking a platform game. But it's, yeah.
Looks we have one quite strange screenshot of a small boy.
Yeah, it's one of those games where you can never tell quite what it's going to be about from the screenshots, even when it's in gameplay, because that looks like a cutscene. But yeah, I can never quite tell what Lost Winds is about. But anyway, Lost Winds is coming to iOS. No confirmation on the date or anything. By Frontier, who live down the road from me. When I say down the road, I mean across on the other side of the city in one of the science parks. Right, what else we got in the news? Cut the Rope. Hey, good old Cut the Rope. It's getting some new levels. What's the name of the box this time around? Let's have a look. It's something with Toy Box, I think. There we go. Yes, it's
Toy Box.
So 25 new levels in the Toy Box update, which is... It's been a while since the last update, isn't it? It's coming soon. The last update was back in... it was quite a few months ago. So yeah, this should be good. Toy Box seems to be some sort of magical box rather than toys. It's got magic-looking hats, which I guess act as portals. And it's got some sort of springy sort of surfaces where the sweet jumps off. Oh, a different coloured sweet. Ooh. Anyway, so that's something to look out for. That's coming soon. And also, Zeptolab and Ape Entertainment have just signed a deal to bring Cut the Rope comics to iOS and print from August. Now, okay, just from the picture of what it looks like, it actually looks like it could be quite funny.
But it doesn't... I've not played Cut the Rope for a long time. Is that not what it does at the beginning anyway?
Yeah, but it's not with a boy. Like, you know, you hear a knock at the door and then you open it up and there's a package there and it's got Om Nom.
So this comic comes with added boys, I see.
Added boys. Yes, but I can imagine him going on adventures with Om Nom. Can't you imagine him going...
Well, that makes more sense to me than an Angry Birds film.
Om Nom lives in a box. And it's a magical box. It's like Mr. Ben, isn't it? From, like, you know, but in the modern age. So you've got, like, Om Nom. Damn it. Also, if you like Om Nom as much as I do, which is a lot, they're bringing out plushy toys. Or plush toys.
Oh, well. That was inevitable.
Yes, that was inevitable. I'm going to try and push and see if I can get a free one.
You can. I was walking past an O2 store the other day, and you can get Angry Birds phone covers they didn't even look like they were smartphones. They're just like Angry Birds phone covers, like really old Nokias or something in the
window. I could imagine that probably Nokia came in.
You can't play the actual game on these really old phones.
True.
So you get a cover for a game you aspire to have one day.
Yes, exactly. Okay, let's move on to the next news story. This is a new game, not an old game. And it is Allied Star Police from Fourth and Battery just got released. Interesting thing about this game isn't just that it's Fourth and Battery, who is, of course, PopCap's Raw spin-off company. But it's because the game was designed, well, it was designed for, but also by Owen Wynott. But anyway, he's 9 years old. And he's being treated for pre-B acute lymphocytic leukemia. Basically leukemia. I'm not sure what the bits before I mean, but it's pretty serious. And it was part of a Make-A-Wish Foundation thing. So PopCap, or rather Fourth and Battery, got together and made his wish come true and made his game, which is Allied Star Police. And actually, it looks pretty good. It's like a real-time strategy, sort of a fast version of Plants vs. Zombies, but with tanks, explosions. So yes, and it's free. So if you want to download it, there's also a donation link on the website for this news story. So if you type in Allied Star Police, you'll get to it. Yes, but it's free to download. So that's nice. That's a nice story. I like that.
And the art style is quite nice. It looks quite kind of retro.
Yeah, it looks like an actual, you know, not to sound cynical, But a lot of times when it has these sort of heartwarming stories behind a game, the game itself is normally looks a bit crud. But yep. Actually, this one looks pretty good. So, yeah. So, yes, download it. And if you feel like giving a donation to the sort of to help out with leukemia and, well, treatment of, not help leukemia, that would be... I mean, just sick. But anyway, yes, so go to the website and donate. Anyway, all right, let's go back to a story which constantly keeps popping up in the podcast. Final Fantasy Tactics, which we all know Keith doesn't care about or like.
as with most things in life, to be honest.
Final Fantasy Tactics have been delayed again. I mean, it's probably been 12 months now since we first said Final Fantasy Tactics was coming to the iPhone. On this podcast. But anyway, it's missed it. But Square did reveal that it would be playable on the iPhone 3GS, but not on the iPhone 3G. Autosaves have been added, but it won't feature multiplayer. It's basically give and then take. But they still won't give us a friggin' release date. So, yes. Oh, no, wait. Late August, apparently. I wouldn't believe it. Personally, I wouldn't believe it. They said it so many times. It's the boy who cried lion.
Yep.
Yeah. Right, yes. So, yeah. And I better get in a few recommendations because we don't actually review free iPhone games on the website because there won't be much point. Because, you know, you could just download it for free. But however, there have been two in the previous week that we... well, pretty much everyone in the office got hooked to. So what happened was that we... Well, the iOS side of the site stole my feature from Android. Because, of course, as you might know, I edit the Android side of the site as well as contribute to the iPhone side. But they stole my feature idea and then put it in the iPhone area. Anyway... Magnetic Billiards Blueprint. It's free, and it is basically Billiards meets Burnout, and it's pretty blooming good. So download that. And also out, that's free, is Quiz Climber from Relentless and Chillingo. It's free, it's a quiz game, but it's by the makers of Buzz, and as you might expect from a, you know, it's just really professional, really slick and annoyingly addictive. So if you've got some friends on Facebook, get them all into Quiz Climber and get climbing because it is really hard to put down. So there's another recommendation. See, Sega, you don't have to pay me if the game's good.
The game is good, but they paid you anyway.
It is good, though. I mean, like, what's going on? Anyway.
Well, I don't think they didn't actually pay us, did they?
No, they didn't pay us. It's not coming to us, damn it. Well, maybe it'll come to us in a sort of...
And some envelopes under the door, maybe.
Yeah, maybe like that. Or, you know, a meeting late at night. Actually, I don't want that.
No, that's when you pay them, Will.
That's right, yeah.
It's when you lose money.
Not all the time, though. Sometimes I get it for free. I'm trying to work on my new creepy voices. Yes.
You've got it nailed, trust
Thank
me.
Thank you. I get a lot of practice in. Right, that's enough for that. I guess we should go to the jingle for the... well, I've messed it up now. I've said what we're going to do. Because, of course, I reordered this from how we recorded it. So now I've got to go to the jingle now, and then it's not going to be a big surprise. Or maybe I'm just going to keep it. No, okay, yeah. I'll keep it in the order we did it in. So there we go.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go to the new releases.
No one in the world knows what you're talking about apart from you.
It's really hard to fit it in, damn it.
No! Yeah. And I'm not laughing.
Think about it. Okay, new releases. Let's go new releases. This week on the new releases, we're going back to the deadlock future of pirates.
I don't understand.
All become clear.
It doesn't ever.
Okay, this week's new releases. There's a hell of a lot again. If you want to see a full rundown, type in midweek, that's with a hyphen, iOS releases into the search box on the website, and you'll find a handy story summing up some of the big releases. I'm only going to pick four this week, even though there's quite a lot that look good. And there's one called Feed the Duck, which is, I haven't looked at it, but it's got a good name. And there's also one called Zombie Gunship.
Yeah, that one looks good.
That one does look good. I'm not going to mention it, though, because I'm keeping it down. All right.
Feed the Duck looks quite good as well.
Shush, because we only post the good new releases, but there's about 20 of them. We're not going to go through them all. Deadlock Online. It's a 3D shooter. Well, top-down 3D shooter. Eight-player. I think it's free to play. There's 30 different weapons. It looks pretty cool. There's three different game modes. And there's an offline mode as well. I'm just checking if it's free or not. I think it is. Yes, it is free. It's from Crescent Moon, who did Aralon's Sword and Shadow. And Gears, of course, which I thought was superb. Tracy didn't like Aralon Sword and Shadow so much. But it looks great. It's multiplayer online. It's probably freemium, guessing from that price. So that probably means people can pay money to get better, which I don't like that. They call it pay to win. And a game does that. Anyway, but it looks great. It's probably going to be pretty cool because that team are pretty reliable. So yeah, check it out. It's free to download as well. Cool. It's universal. Dream Chat Nation. I played this the other week. It looks quite cool. It is a physics racer with a built-in track editor and sharing options. And there's quite a few tracks. It's a bit like Trials, but a little bit less harsh. It's quite fun. I don't know if the track creator's going to... It didn't catch on with me, but I hate creating things. I like drawing things.
It reminds me of that Digital Chocolate game, the one with the roller coaster.
Oh, 3D roller coaster.
You have to keep the roller coaster on the track, but take risks to make it jump and stuff. Although it looks better than that, but it looks a bit like that. In fact, it looks much better than that. But. I was just watching the video through that the tracks are getting increasingly complex there. So.
It did seem quite cool with my hands on. I was rubbish at the track editor though.
Just put something straight. Make it easy on yourself.
That's not exciting enough for me. I don't get my kicks from that. What else have we got? We've got, of course, Allied Star Police, which I mentioned. Pirates! Sorry, it's got an exclamation mark. Sid Meier's Pirates, to be exact. I'll be talking about that a bit later. That's on the iPad only. It's good. I'll give that away. What else we got here? Hero Teams. Turn-based strategy title. Oh, that's my kind of game. It looks like a riff on Worms.
Where are you? I'm scrolling up and down here to try and find where you are. You've got too many games out.
I'm right near the top. It looks like Worms.
Right near the top.
Yeah, skip it.
Hero
Teams. Here's something for Rob, our editor. 8-Ball Pool.
Oh, yeah.
He loves pool. He's actually quite a scary pool player. He's that kind of player who can actually hit a ball and then sort of pick a spot where he wants the ball to go, like about anywhere on the table, and he'll hit a ball into the pocket and then the ball will land exactly where he wants it.
Isn't that scary. Kind of the aim? Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't see it in real life. You see it in The Hustler and Cool Hand Luke. And I've run out of pool films. 8-Ball Pool, it's a Flash conversion. It's been played over 100 million times, as all Flash games seem to be, on miniclip.com. And it's basically a time attack sort of thing. It's got lots of leaderboards. It looks quite good. It's sort of an old school top-down pool game. But hang on a moment. It says more than a billion online plays here. Is 100 million a billion, or is it 1,000 million?
I think it depends on which side of the Atlantic you're on, doesn't it?
I think the British weighs 1,000 million.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Who wrote this article? I'm gonna have a jolly good old chat to Anthony. Let him know a little bit more about the anyway. So yes, that's out. How much is it? Let's check. It is 69p. I can never get used to that. Hero Teams, which it looks like Worms, basically, is 69p. Pirates is £2.49, I think. And what on earth is that? That looks terrible.
What?
Spooky Adventure, the Jolly Gangs.
Yeah, no, that doesn't look good. I drew that.
It does look like you drew that. What is it meant to be? It doesn't even look like a human. Anyway, Back to Future is £4.99. And Deadlock is free, obviously. Dream Chat Nation is 69p.
The one out of all these that I would most want to play is probably Jet Set Go.
Oh, yeah,
I like time management.
You have to say that one. Oh yeah, that one does look good. Yeah, well, me and Keith are pretty much the two on the team who like time management games.
We had a debate, didn't we, the other day? Yeah. And it came to pass that no one actually knew what, apart from us, what time management was. So that was, everyone thought it was freemium, didn't they? So
they did, yeah. They were saying Tiny Tower and Farmville and stuff.
We had to explain.
We had to re-educate them.
It's not the most masculine of genres, considering most of the time you end up running a hairdresser's or making cakes, but I really quite like it.
I like it. Well, on Star Wars Cantina, you make strangely coloured drinks.
Yeah.
It's not a very masculine game.
No, it's pretty
girly, to be fair. But we also come from the Java side of things, so we played a lot.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them on Java.
To be honest, they're probably the best games left on Java, really. So,
they are, yeah. I do like them. Yeah. Dyna Dash as well.
Yeah.
Surprisingly awesome. Anyway, you know what? We probably ostracized a load of listeners there. They're all used, like, loads of people going like, oh, yeah, those guys, they're like Infinity Blade and like 9mm. 9mm, very much. Yeah, and they're all gangsters. And we're talking about running a hairdresser.
All we're doing is saying out loud what everyone else thinks, Will.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what we're doing. Also, what they're thinking is, why the hell haven't they moved on to what we've been playing yet? And I agree. Let's move on.
What we've been playing!
I haven't really been playing anything, so, you know.
All right. Well, I've been playing a load of games.
Oh, have you?
I'm going to wait. I'm going to start. Have you played anything, actually?
Well, I haven't played anything new. And actually, I wasn't even playing it on iPhone. But all I was going to say was, this last week, I've been playing on my touchpad, and I downloaded Angry Birds Rio, which I had never actually played because I'd played the first one to death and didn't really want any more Angry Birds ever. And I just happened to play it, and actually it's loads better than the first one.
It is loads better than the first one. Yeah, that's what I thought.
The design of the stages is so much better, and Yeah, I've been hammering away on that and really enjoying it, actually. So, yeah, that was all I was going to say. Not that I've actually been playing on an iOS format, but still, yeah, it's available to buy now. If you'd like to buy Angry Birds Rio, you can buy it on the App Store right now.
It's got new levels as well. 15 new levels just been added, well, the other week. Well, thanks to that touchpad, man.
I've been sponsored both by HP and Chillingo there, so, you know.
I don't think Chillingo released Rio.
No, well, no, it's true, actually. Yeah, well done. That was a waste of money on their part then, wasn't it?
Touché. Yes, well, I've been playing a few games, so I'm going to have to bore you guys at home for a little while. First one I'm going to talk about is Back to the Future Episode 5, not Part 5. That'll be a film. It's the final one of the Back to the Future games on iPad. It still has the same old faults. Really, I could just tell you, like, the review, I nicked a bit from one of my earlier reviews for it because it basically is the same. Although I make that clear on the review, so don't worry, I'm not being lazy. But, yeah, so it still has technical faults. If you're running an iPad 2, you'll be fine. iPad 1 is a bit stuttery. Controls are still a bit bleh. But, if you play the first four, there's no real reason why you shouldn't get the fifth episode. And I actually found it quite engaging, the plot, because everything was starting to come together in the end. I actually forgot that I had a low battery warning 4 times, and it ran out of batteries while I was playing, which is a very rare thing for me to do. So, yes, so I'd recommend it. I mean, I can't give it any more than a bronze, though, because even though I thought the game was actually very good, it just, you know, technical problems are terrible. Anyway, let's hope Telltale, if they bring Jurassic Park to iPad, which I guess they will do, because that's one of their upcoming series. I really hope they change the engine or do something to make it run faster, because their games have actually been getting better each time they do one of these series. Sam & Max, the original, wasn't very good. Second series was an improvement, and then they've just been picking up a bit more after that. Anyway, so yes, get that if you've played the previous four. What else have I been playing? I've been playing Pirates again on the iPad. Sorry, iPhone users, I'll get to you in a second. Pirates. I've played four different versions of this game. So if you want the conclusive and absolute definitive judgment on if Pirates on the iPad is the best version of the four, that's Java, PC and PSP, then yes, it is. And I've played all four, so I can tell you that for sure. Why is it the best? Because they've made changes to it which improve the game. I mean, they've put in quick travel, which costs you men and costs you damage, but it makes navigating the islands a lot easier. Anyway, I'm talking about differences. I should be talking about what the game's about. You play a pirate, 18 years of age. You basically set off to make your fortune around a living, breathing, dynamic Caribbean world, which can change through your actions or through others' actions, which also could be influenced by you. So say you take a settlement for the English by bombarding it and invading it with your men, and then appointing an English governor. The English, of course, would love you for that. But then a few months later, the Spanish might send their troops over, like troop ships, escorts, to take out that settlement. They also might put a bounty on your head, and then all of a sudden you'll have pirate hunters coming out of the woodworks trying to get you. It's really good. It sort of drops... It stops short of being brilliant by the fact that most of the game revolves around mini games, sort of like dancing to woo the governor's daughter is a tap rhythm game, which is really fun. But, you know, it's one of those short mini games. Whilst what are you laughing at? You've got to woo the governor's daughter. You're a pirate. You're a swashbuckler. You don't just hoist the Jolly Roger. You gotta woo the ladies.
You gotta woo the ladies before you can hoist your Jolly Roger.
Oh no, you need it at full sail when you get to the ladies. You also need to buy some expensive objects from a tavern. Anyway, yes. Yeah, so it's really good. I mean, like, genuinely, I really like this game. I've played it so many times as well that it's kind of like, you know, I kind of know the tricks. It's also a little bit more difficult than previous versions, which is an absolute godsend for me anyway, because the original versions you could put up to the hardest difficulty level and you just breeze through. But they've changed lots of different aspects about it, which makes it worth getting even if you play the PC version or the PSP or the Java. Why did you play the Java? But if you haven't played it and you like the idea of sailing around going "Arr!" and listening to your crew sing a really bad sea shanty when you pull off a spectacular victory, or just like the idea of being in a dynamic Caribbean that actually changes to what you to things that you do, then definitely get Pirates. Gold award, damn it, 9 out of 10. It's one of my rare gold awards. I do love it. I was playing it for about 6 hours. That was this morning from about midnight to 3:30 or 4, and then most of this morning. So yeah, I was meant to be writing a review. The review's up on the site as well. Yes, what else have I been playing? I played 9mm. So one of our rare controversial reviews on the website. There's been quite a few fierce words spoken by new registrants on the forums.
New registrants?
Yeah, I made that word up. But, you know, people who sign up just purely to slag off the
review. I always think that new... What word did you use there? New...
Registrants.
Registrants. I always assume they're just people from PR, to be honest.
Yeah, I do think that as well. Yes, 9mm, I did play it. My verdict on it is it's pretty average. The problem is the first 10 minutes with 9mm is actually fools you into thinking that, you know what, I think Gameloft have actually nailed it. And, you know, there's a really overly long intro. It's got some sort of the style it's delivered in is terrible. But the graphics look great. The controls feel pretty good. You know, there's it feels like a pretty decent variation on Max Payne, you know, with bullet time. But then you start diving in slow motion, and why you can't move the view of your left thumb when you're diving in slow motion, I have no idea. It's like the most obvious control fault this game has. So basically, when you're in slow motion, note, you cannot move when you're driving in slow motion, so you don't need the left-hand side of the screen. You can only aim and fire by using the left-hand side and the fire button, which is on the left-hand side. And it's just clumsy, it's cumbersome, and it wastes this sort of limited slow-motion diving. And then the level design's terrible. You go into, like, rooms where you're surrounded on all sides by enemies, and you'll just die within, like, a few minutes. Well, within a few seconds. Unless you get lucky with your dive, which, you know, it's completely luck because you can't aim properly. And then there's obstacles where enemies can fire through. The multiplayer's it's rubbish. Sorry, I was gonna say
bull rubbish.
Bull rubbish. I was gonna say a naughty word, but I'm not going to. But it's rubbish because you just spawn behind the person in the area. The arenas are too small. The combat's too flaky because of the stupid viewing angles. Of course, you remove the bullet time then, so it's just a sort of clumsy third-person shooter. Look, I know that a lot of people like this game because it's got that sort of, it's got nice looking, it's not long, it's just, it's like Max Payne, but as a Max Payne fan, I mean like a serious Max Payne fan who's played through both games multiple times to unlock the harder difficulty levels, but also just like, well, you know, I'm just a big Max Payne fan, it's nowhere near Max Payne. So, and I mean, it's just one of those, it's another one of those instances where like, I like Modern Combat 2, I like Nova 2 in a way, but I don't like Shadow Guardian, and I don't like this. Why? Because they're just bad versions of good games.
So what you're saying is it's Max Painful.
Ouch.
Yeah. Mm. No, you can use that. If that's not in the review, then
I didn't write the review, so it was Chris doing the review.
He's probably too good for that.
He's probably far too good for that pun. I would have used it. so yes. So although I didn't review it, I'm pretty much with Chris on this.
What did we give it?
We gave it a 5.
Oh well, yeah. The way you were talking about it there sounded about a 5 to me.
Yeah, I mean a 5 for us means average. If it's 4, it's poor. And this is average. It's just not. It's not very sort of. It's got its good moments, but the good moments are equally weighed out by the bad, I'd say. Also, it's just stupid. Like the whole... Sorry, I'm on a rant. I'm on a complete rant here. It's just the whole atmosphere of it's stupid as well. It's like this sort of wannabe gangster thing, and it's like... It's just people swearing for the hell of it. And like, you know, we've got a fully licensed rap track, and then we're going to throw racial stereotypes around. It's just crap.
Yeah, watching them video. I mean, we've seen it. We've talked about it a couple of times on here, I think. And it's not the kind of game I'd have thought. Whoa, I must play that.
Yeah,
it looked a bit generic to me.
I'm not even sure. Like when I was younger, because I mean, when we were younger, we had Duke Nukem 3D was about the most deprived game out there. I'm not even sure if it was really the. All I can remember is that thinking that Duke Nukem 3D, it's an 18, and it's like going to be like the best first-person shooter. That's what I thought when I bought it. I don't see what goes through people's heads when they like think, yeah, it's about gangsters again. Yeah, it's going to be lots of swearing for no reason. Anyway, I don't know. I'm out of touch.
Kids today.
Yeah. Anyway, it's a 9mm. It's a 5. Get over it. Anyway, no, I can't remember any more games. I've been playing a lot of Tegra games. They've been all right, but they're not iPhone, so I can't be bothered to talk about them. Right, but that's it, basically.
Haven't you got something else to talk about?
Yes. Do you want to do this one?
No, I don't. No, I was waiting for you to say that, actually. Okay. I was expecting you to say that at the beginning, and I was going to say no.
All right, should we do... hopefully I found a really cheesy theme for this, because I'm going to put it in now. So Sonic and Sega All-Stars Racing just launched for iPhone, iPad, and iPod Touch. Help Sonic celebrate his 20th anniversary and get this awesome app today. In Sonic and Sega All-Star Racing, your favorite Sega characters come together to
battle it out in the training through a race to the finish line.
That's better than the first one.
Thanks, I had practice.
You think they'd have given you two different things to read out?
Yeah, well, I know. Well, maybe, you know what? Maybe they thought, maybe they actually said to the ad team, like, you know, cut it in two. Like, do that in Sonic and Sega All-Stars Racing at the end. Maybe they expected, a sort of, like, an actual tune, like, behind it and an actual advert. I don't know.
Okay, but I wonder, though, we're reading it out twice, whether there'd be many listeners who thought, listened the first time, thought, no, I'm not interested, and then suddenly hearing it for a second time, they're going to go and buy it now.
Come on, the voices on the second time are a lot better than the first one. Also, yeah. I just don't see the reason why. Anyway, I know the reason why. It's because, you know...
Do you know what? It's good enough. It's good enough to sell itself.
Yeah, precisely. Why would it need some idiot on a podcast reading it out? Anyway... Yeah, so sorry about that, listeners.
We should be putting people off because, you know, we should be, you know, we might get several offers for adverts now in future. The whole thing might just become a series of us reading out adverts.
Oh, that would be horrible. You know, you know how many complaints I'd get. yes, well, hopefully not. I hope you enjoyed that new section.
Yeah, we're going to get 1 stars now, one or 2 stars on
we
the app.
We deserve 1 stars for that. No,
you know what, Will? That's what the reviews are for.
That is what the reviews are for. It's not about just ego stroking. It's meant to be like genuine.
You've got to take with the rough and the smooth.
You've got to take the rough and the smooth. We're big boys. Well. Yeah, well, you know. Yes, so that was our sponsorship part.
You should play the Sega. You should play, Sega before each.
No, you know what will happen then? I'll get sued.
Surely, when they pay for the advert, they'll let you use.
Yeah, that'd be one part of the corporation pay for the advert. They doesn't true. Necessarily mean they talk to the other part.
Can you sing it and get away with it?
No.
Like, double track yourself singing it. And, you
know. I could do, but no. Anyway. What was I going to say? Oh, yes, if you want to tell me how rubbish having sponsorship is on the iPhone and iPad Gaming Podcast, do please tweet me at WJF Wilson. Also, if you have any questions, tweet me as well. I'll try and get back to you.
Don't tweet me.
Don't tweet Keith. He'll start an argument.
It's true.
It's very true. He's like our pit bull on Twitter, starting arguments with analysts.
Well, I had an argument with Beyonce this week, so that was different. So. If you want to tweet me about Beyonce, I'm happy to talk about it.
Yeah, apparently. Anyway. All right, so thank you very much for listening. Thank you for putting up with that. And also, we will see you next week. Hopefully, we'll have Damon on, who was on last week. We didn't hear him. And hopefully, John will be back. I'll be back. Keith will likely be back.
Likely.
Me. yeah, we'll have a jolly good time. It's basically how it goes. Anyway, thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.